This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Kazan on a two-day visit to Russia to attend the 16th Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa or BRICS summit beginning tomorrow. The summit is themed on strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security. Speaking to Akashvani correspondent in Gaza, India's ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, said the summit will provide an important platform for leaders to discuss key global issues. It will also assess the progress of initiatives launched by BRICS. Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin this evening. Earlier in his departure statement, Mr. Modi said that India values the close cooperation within BRICS, which has emerged as an important platform for dialogue and discussion on issues concerning the global developmental agenda, reformed multilateralism, climate change, economic cooperation, building resilient supply chains, promoting cultural and people-to-people connect, among others. He added the expansion of BRICS with the addition of new members last year has added to its inclusivity and agenda for the global good. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today co-chaired the 6th India-Singapore Defence Minister's Dialogue with his Singaporean counterpart Dr. Nia Hyang Hen in New Delhi. In the summit, Mr. Singh noted that the strategic partnership the two countries share is a testimony of increasing closeness between them. He said that the meeting is happening at a time when India marks the decade of India's Act East policy, in which Singapore has played a key role in promoting economic cooperation, cultural ties and developed strategic connectivity with country institutions. Mr. Singh added that both the nations discussed bilateral defence partnerships. He said that India is committed to further enhancing defence cooperation and exchanged views on regional and global issues of shared interest. In his remarks, Dr. Nia Hyang Hen said that this is the 10th year of the India Act East policy. He added, from Singapore's perspective, India has always been part of the East. India has dispatched the first tranche of assistance comprising 30 tons of medicine and food items today as humanitarian assistance for the people of Palestine. The assistance has been sent through the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for the Palestinian refugees in the Near East. In a social media post, External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, the consignment includes essential medicines and surgical supplies such as dental products, general medical items and high-energy biscuits. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the 5th National Water Awards 2023 in New Delhi today. The awards were presented to 38 winners in 9 categories. This includes Best State, Best District, Best Village Panchayat, Best Urban Local Body, Best Water User Association and Best Civil Society. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu said, the government has provided tap water connections to over 78% rural households across the country under the Jal Jeevan Mission. The president said when the mission was launched in 2019, only 17% rural households had access to safe water. Our correspondent reports that in the category of Best State, the first prize has been conferred upon Odisha and second prize to Uttar Pradesh. Gujarat and Puducherry jointly secured the third position. The notification for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase election in Maharashtra has been issued. Voting will be held on the 20th of next month. Nominations can be filed till the 29th of November. Scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 30th of this month. Last date for withdrawal of candidature is 1st November in Jharkhand and 4th November in Maharashtra. In Jharkhand, 38 constituencies will go to polls in this phase, while in Maharashtra, polling will take place for all 288 assembly seats. Meanwhile, nomination filing for the first phase in Jharkhand is picking up momentum. So far, 25 candidates have filed their nominations. Union Minister for Communication Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said that since the beginning of the rollout of 4G, the subscribers of Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited or BSNL have increased from 75 lakh to 1.8 crore in the last 6 months. Unveiling the new logo and 7 services of BSNL, the minister said that India is among the 6 countries in the world to develop its own 4G telecom network, which will soon migrate to 5G. And the severe cyclonic storm Dana is gaining strength in the Bay of Bengal and is heading towards Orissa coast to make a landfall on the intervening night of this Thursday and Friday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.